This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning: for a late night West Coast game, there was plenty of interest in last night's Mavs-Lakers matchup.
In fact, a lot of watch parties with all the eyes were glued on the TV to see how Luka Doncic would do in his first meeting with his former team following that trade.
And they were not disappointed.
This restaurant in Casa Linda Plaza was full. Every television tuned to the Mavs-Lakers game. Most Mavericks fans, but this guy was decked out in his Laker jersey and Laker cap.
Well, I think that it's really amazing that we got Luka, and we're going to win. We're going to go all the way. We're going to win the championship.
What do you think about the Mavericks trading him?
Stupid. Thank you, though.
Most of the Mavs fans had mixed emotions. They like to see Luka playing well, getting a triple-double, 19 points, 15 rebounds, and 12 assists, but they hated it came against the Mavericks.
Like, you can't be mad at Luka. He's playing a good game. You just can't be mad.
In East Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Lakers came out on top, 107-99. The Mavs got down by about 16. They were able to mount a comeback behind Kyrie Irving's 35 points, but came up short.
Fort Worth is buying land for a new park.
The Fort Worth City Council has voted to buy 11.5 acres of undeveloped land along 10 Mile Bridge Road near the Marine Creek Reservoir. They're going to call it Paloma Park. It's part of the city's open space master plan to provide park and recreational areas. The undeveloped land cost the city just under $3 million. There's no timetable yet for when the city will start developing the site. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
One day after a woman was sexually assaulted in uptown Dallas, police say they've made an arrest.
Here at Griggs Park, tucked in the angle where two freeways, Central Expressway and Woodall Rogers, come together, this is always a busy place. Before dawn Monday, a woman was sexually assaulted less than a block away. Dallas PD quickly circulated images from security cameras, and late yesterday, they announced a man had been arrested. We can't yet say if the photos helped lead detectives to their suspect. In uptown Dallas at Griggs Park, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An update now to a shooting we told you about yesterday morning involving several teenagers.
It happened near the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge. Police say two groups of teens got into a dispute and shots were fired. In all, five victims were taken to local hospitals and an 18-year-old did not survive. Another separate group drove themselves to the hospital where a 20-year-old did not survive his injuries. Following an investigation, two people were arrested, a 19 and 18-year-old. Both have been charged with murder and aggravated assault. No word on what the two groups were arguing about. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
For a quarter century, Weatherford police never knew who this person was, and family was left with no answers. In 1998, the body of a woman was found behind a truck stop. She had committed suicide, but despite efforts, investigators just couldn't figure out who she was. In 2023, the department took a fresh look at the case and sent her teeth to a private lab in the Woodlands to be DNA tested. New techniques identified family members with a similar DNA profile, so Lieutenant Johnny Qualls made a call to a man named David.
He was able to tell me that his mother had gone missing approximately 25 years ago and in another state. After him giving me a description of his mother, commonly wearing a wig and describing some glasses that she wore, and then also sharing some family photographs with me, I felt pretty confident that our unidentified remains were going to be David's mom, Nellie.
Qualls says based on the success of this case, Tarrant County and neighboring Weatherford have promised more funds to pay for DNA testing for cold cases.
More than two dozen properties owned by the Keller School District sit in the city of Fort Worth. Now that the school district is looking into splitting into two, council members are taking the first step at rezoning those properties.
As they currently stand, they're in multiple zones, including agricultural, commercial, residential, and industrial. According to the city of Fort Worth, this is a zoning category now reserved for schools, parks, and community-based buildings. It's also important to note that they are Keller ISD properties, but in the city of Fort Worth. This all comes on the heels of controversy in that school district. Several board members are advocates of splitting the district. Next would be public hearings for that possible zoning change. Hearings would be set for mid and late March if they decide to move forward.
That's NBC5's Larry Collins reporting.
You know, love him or hate him, or both, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a change agent. This guy is a disruptor. And there is not a policy that he doesn't want to disrupt. And it's crazy how many things that are being changed here. So the Trump administration announced yesterday that they have cut ties with the White House Correspondents Association. Now, you may be saying to yourself, who cares? What difference does that make? What role do they play anyway? So the White House Correspondents Association, traditionally, in the past, until, you know, today, they were the ones who got to pick which reporters from which institutions had White House access. Mm-hmm. That has changed now. The White House announced yesterday that the White House will from now on determine which reporters get access and which reporters don't get access to the White House. Now, they did say, Caroline Leavitt, the White House press spokesperson, did say yesterday that they will make sure that the major networks, the TV networks, will be there. And I'm sure all the major radio networks are going to be there. And the big newspapers will probably be there. Are there any big newspapers left? I do not know. But if so, they will be there. But it's going to be anybody's bet. You could be there if you're a reporter. Put in your applications today.
The head of public education in Texas is making his most forceful request yet to ban cell phones on campus. They've been tracking student performance, which peaked around 2014.
There's a lot of pontification as to why that is, but what we also overlaid on this is the volume of the smartphone market in the United States.
Education Commissioner Mike Morass says there is a clear link between cell phones and student performance. When there is a distraction, scores start to dip. Many school districts in North Texas already have policies that limit the use of phones on campus. There are bills filed this session to make one statewide ban.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates.
A source tells Bloomberg that Saks Global is laying off around 5% of its U.S. corporate workforce as the department store integrates its recent acquisition of Neiman Marcus. A memo viewed by Bloomberg News shows that the layoffs will affect employees in departments including finance, legal, and operations. There will be no staff changes at Bergdorf Goodman. Tesla is among the latest companies to be affected by consumers' political views. Some people who are unhappy about Elon Musk's role in the Trump administration have soured on the electric vehicle brand. There have been protests at dozens of Tesla stores across the country. Some Tesla showrooms in the U.S. and overseas have been vandalized. And Tesla sales in Europe were reportedly down 45% last month. Tesla's production line changes for the Model Y SUV may have contributed to the sales decline. Futures point to a higher open for Wall Street after a mixed close yesterday. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
President Trump this morning on Truth Social threatens to sue authors and publishers who write books about him and his administration by using anonymous sources.
Well, as Gina just told us, Goldman Sachs is laying off some workers after their merger with Neiman Marcus, or taking over the company. And we told you about Neiman Marcus closing its flagship location in downtown Dallas. Now city leaders are launching a campaign to keep the store open.
Neiman Marcus was founded in Dallas more than 100 years ago and moved into this building near Main and Irving in 1914. But Saks Fifth Avenue now owns the company and says the owner of this spot wants them out by the end of March. City manager Kim Tolbert says Dallas is expecting 4 million visitors next year.
As a premier luxury destination, it has actually helped put Dallas on the international map.
Downtown Dallas Inc.'s Jennifer Scripps says they want to meet with Saks and property owners in a week.
I am thrilled that Saks had every intention of keeping our flagship open, and we will see our way through the pesky land lease of downtown Dallas.
Saks says Neiman Marcus spent a decade negotiating with the owner of the land. The company says it'll spend $100 million upgrading the Neiman Marcus at North Park Center instead. In Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRWLD.
Make Texans healthy again. That's the name of the latest package of legislation rolled out by Texas Senate Republicans at the state capitol.
Inspired by the Trump administration's Make America Healthy Again, State Senator Brian Hughes' Senate Bill 314 would prohibit food additives in public school meals.
If an ingredient is linked to severe human harm, is unnecessary, and alternatives are available, state law will prohibit it from being served on that child's plate.
Senator Mays Middleton would block things like chips, cookies, and sodas from those in the SNAP program.
Because we want to make sure that we're providing that healthy and nutritious food for Texans in need.
Other legislation would expand PE in public schools and mandate a nutrition curriculum in medical schools. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And speaking of keeping Texans healthy, the Texas measles outbreak hits triple digits. And state health officials are flooding a handful of rural counties near Lubbock. That remains the epicenter.
We have set up a medical operations center out there where we have our local health department partners there with us, coordinating this effort across that whole region.
It's Dr. Jennifer Shuford. She's the head of state health services and predicts the number of positive cases will keep growing. One of the school districts at the heart of the outbreak has a vaccine rate of just 20%. Meanwhile, of the 124 cases, currently 101 are under the age of 18 and 39 are children under the age of 4.
When the Dallas City Council meets today, one item up for discussion is how many additional police officers should be hired. Interim Police Chief Michael Igo thinks his department can recruit and train as many as 300. But some on the council are pushing for 325, and Igo warns about going too fast.
He explained that hiring 325 officers this year would require moving 40 officers out of patrol to assist at the police academy for training, which he says could impact response times, including for violent crime.
Removing patrol officers at this point in time to staff additional hiring has caused me some concern.
Knowing that that's 40 officers that we take off of patrol, that clarifies for me the decision.
So a lot talk about today. Interim Chief Igo says his goal is to reach 3,600 officers by 2028. That is 5 years earlier than the timeline set by his predecessor, former Chief Eddie Garcia.
That's NBC5's Alana Quillen reporting.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.